China has unleashed a massive crackdown on Muslim ethnic minority groups there, in particular Uyghurs who live in the western province of Xinjiang. Human rights groups say up to 1 million people in Xinjiang have been sent to prison camps. The Chinese government calls them re-education camps. Former prisoners from these camps say they were forced to sing patriotic songs, speak Mandarin Chinese, and they say people are beaten and starved if they don't comply. That's why many Uyghurs have tried to flee China. For the ones who do get out, they face a choice about whether to stay in touch with their families back home. It's a tough choice because the government has punished the relatives of Uyghurs who have fled. Duri Buscarin has a story of one Uyghur man who fled to Turkey and has lost contact with his family.
Turgunjan Tursun is the father of four boys back in the Xinjiang region. He hasn't seen them in 5 years. We're huddled around a table in a chilly basement-level bookstore in Istanbul. As he swipes through photographs on his phone, Tursun says he doesn't even know if his wife is alive or dead. These images were sent through intermediaries, friends from home who also fled China. Through an interpreter, Tursun explains in Uyghur how, once he reached Istanbul, he made a plan to get his family out of China. His wife and sons headed for the border in the fall of 2015, but they never made it.
I lost the track with them, and I didn't know what happened to them. I assume they arrested.
For the past 3 years, Tursun has been trying to piece together what happened to them from others who made it to Turkey.
But they told me that your son arrested. He told me that my wife and my kids separated.
He was told his two youngest sons were taken away from their mother. He hopes they're with their grandparents, but they may be in a state-run orphanage where China is said to be keeping the children of detained Uyghurs. Tursun also heard that his oldest son and nephew were arrested, probably for communicating with him through encrypted apps. Maya Wong, with Human Rights Watch in Hong Kong, says that's not unusual.
We have documented cases of people being detained for using WhatsApp, VPN, for talking to their brother in Turkey, for having received money from their brother in Turkey, for having learned Arabic.
Human rights investigators have used mapping software, Chinese government documents, and eyewitness accounts to determine that up to 1 million people have been held in these detention camps. At a meeting of the UN in November, China's Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, Liu Yuncheng, defended the camps, saying they provide job training and are designed to prevent extremism. That's after riots in Xinjiang in 2009 killed more than 100 people, many of them from the Han Chinese majority. There have been international calls to condemn and sanction China over its treatment of Muslim ethnic minorities. But critics say it hasn't gone much beyond that, in part because of China's clout. Even Turkey, with its historic ties to Uyghur culture, was largely silent on the matter. But the reported death in detention of a Uyghur folk poet prompted the Turkish Ministry of Foreign Affairs to release a statement last weekend. It called China's internment camps a shame for humanity and urged the United Nations to take action against them. Within a few blocks of Istanbul's Zeytinburnu neighborhood, you can visit a Uyghur halal butcher. Across the street, you can stop by a Uyghur-owned bookshop for titles about the history of Xinjiang or a Uyghur translation of George Orwell's Animal Farm. An estimated 30 to 50,000 Uyghurs live in Turkey now. Tursun says he chose to come here because the Uyghur language is so similar to Turkish. He figured that it would make it easier to find a job to support his family. But China has been refusing to reissue or renew passports for Uyghurs living abroad, so he can't get working papers here.
I can drive a car and I can do construction, but the problem is I don't have a legal document here.
And he's increasingly desperate to find out what happened to his family. Tursun says he just wants to know they're safe.
I want to ask this question, that why Uyghur here in Istanbul, we cannot call our family members, we don't know what's happening there. If they are not oppressing us, why we cannot call them?
Since this is a radio piece, someone might hear it. What would you want to tell your family if you could? Eğer ballarım anlayalgan bolsa, şu ballarım bilen bizninki.
If they can hear, I want to tell them that I'm not here to escape, to leave you alone. I tried to save you. Yes, I could not save them. I could not, do my best as a father. But I'm trying. I want to tell them that I'm trying.
For the world, Duri Buscarin, Istanbul.